A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. These articles appeared in the spring 2019 issue on Seeking Racial Justice. Will Stay Woke by Reverend Whitney Edwards. Reverend Whitney Z. Edwards, a graduate of Yale Divinity School, she worked for the Office of Justice and Peace at the Catholic Diocese of Richmond before becoming an ordained Episcopal priest. A longtime missionary to Central America and Asia, she now serves as chaplain to St. Christopher's School in Richmond, Virginia. I recently stepped out of a large Episcopal church in Richmond, Virginia, ready for a rest after having had the honor of celebrating the Eucharist with hundreds of people. I rounded the corner to meet a young black woman. Her sweatshirt said, "Will Stay Woke." Her shirt was anything but clothing, but rather a powerful statement about remaining awake and alert to the injustice of racism. In a state whose governor grasps at power even as he, briefly, admitted to being in a photo in which he either wore blackface or a Klansman's hood, and in a capital crisscrossed by streets laid to separate inheritors of oppression from inheritors of opportunity, and punctuated by towering monuments to a war lost in defense of a divine right to slavery, her shirt was so much more a faith statement, an act of defiance, a modern Magnificat, and the most Christ-like symbol I had seen all day. We know less about Jesus Christ than we would like. A few short books, a handful of letters, and loads of commentary point to a wonderful person brimming with divinity who gave it all away to wake the rest of us up. Jesus was born privileged insofar as possessing all that he needed in order to further the kingdom of God on earth. Among the most prominent were his being a male descendant of the house of David, a talented rabbi, and an astute politician. He was also a member of a persecuted people whose existence was conditional on submission to the greatest military power the world had ever seen. A poor person whose poverty allowed him to identify with the least of his brothers and sisters. A powerless person whose teaching and actions upended forever notions of power and weakness. How he leveraged both his privilege and vulnerability in order to undermine the Roman Empire is the homework of every student of justice, freedom, and peace. And yet, before Jesus could carry the weight of messiahship, he first had to survive childhood. His initial rite of passage was to become a refugee. Too small to even run from the paranoid and power-drunk Herod, his parents bore him on their backs to Egypt, where for years they hid from the slaughter of countless innocents and dreamed of a time when the house of David may indeed provide shelter again. It is said that privilege is not earned but inherited, so we ought to look at Jesus' parents and his mother Mary in particular, to understand his birthright. Mary was woke and committed to raising a child on the rich milk of wokeness. As a woman steeped in the covenant's vision of right relationship, she knew that prayer alone is not sufficient as a means of upending justice. As an inheritor of the prophetic tradition, she also knew that living out God's justice often means defying prevailing notions of justice. And she was clear, even before Jesus was born, about the values by which she would raise her son. Early in Luke, we find her mind anticipating a messianic era in which God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts, brought down the powerful from their thrones, filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. Rather than the sweet song of an expectant maiden, this was a white-knuckled rally cry. The promises of Abraham were soon to come in a rush of bleeding, screaming, blessed birth. By God and the will of his woke son's mother, this would be a new and improved covenant, complete with a beating heart. He would touch the untouchable, forgive the unforgivable, and save us all from our utter humanity. Privilege is a gift from God, all too often hoarded to rot like day-old manna. But should we truly follow the example of Jesus, we will give thanks for our inheritance as it takes shape in race, gender, sexuality, education, wealth, or political power, and lend it all to overturning the corrupted structures which assign value to such privileges. And only then will we find the rest we seek.